It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakunja Hade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national, Twin City, Native America, American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. Today on our show, our Sacred Animal Section show, Wendy will be talking about the strong bond we share with our sacred animals. This week we have Woman of Nations, Eagle Nest Shelters, David Amitrano, along with Midwest All-Star Wrestling, Pro Wrestling for Causes superstar here, Austin Ariel. David and Austin will be talking about the Grand Slam 18 live in 2 weeks at the Minneapolis American Indian Center. And finally, in our very popular segment, which we like to call, What Does My Choka Think?, we want to know your spin on local, Native, and national news. This show is dedicated to all those who give back and fight back for our people. We are the resistance. We are awake.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Good one. All things are our relatives. What we do to everything, we do to ourselves. All is one. Black Elk. I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy Pilot. I haven't said that in the last couple of weeks because I forgot how to read. But I want to introduce her. Wendy has been an animal advocate for many years, and she's a volunteer Minnesota State Council member for the Humane Society of the United States, and she works on animal issues in the state level. Tell us your name, Wendy.
My name is Hanaji Hihani, which means cares for them. And I was given that name by my Dega. So thank you, Dega, as always. So today I just wanted to talk about how we have bonds with animals. Some animals we live with, some animals we don't. But many of us share a special bond with an animal, and many of us share and have had special bonds with many animals. I know I have. Some people believe that we will see their deceased pets when they die, and I know I do. And according to some traditional Native American beliefs, an animal spirit or spirit guide can travel through life with an individual, assisting and guiding that person, much the same way a guardian angel does in the Christian belief system. Centuries ago, some Native Americans came to rely heavily on the dog, saying they utilized the dog to help with movement, with gathering wood and hauling. They said the dog played a significant role in the society and were held at the utmost respect.
Oh.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk about our animals, you know, the animals we share our daily lives with, the animals who live in our house, sit on our couches with us, and for some who sleep in bed with us. I know we always have a couple of animals in bed with us every night. Keeps us warm, at least in the winter, you know.
At least.
Last night was pretty cold. Yeah, and our furnace went out too last night, so it was pretty cold. But anyway, we got it fixed. Anyway, this past Wednesday, Robert and I had to put down our beloved cat, Princess. She lived in our home for 13 years. 13 years is a long time to spend with an animal. We really loved her. She was a very old girl who was very sick, and she was clearly uncomfortable, so we wanted to help her along.
Wendy, yes, Princess was a great cat. Can you tell us and everyone what she loved to hunt?
Yes. Well, Princess was an indoor cat. But of course, sometimes if it was a nice day, she'd like to hang out with us outside for a little while. So she had no other choice but to hunt in the house. and she did. She first started going downstairs in the basement, and she would find like little things like twisty ties. One time she found and brought up a little Ziploc plastic bag of screws, and she would like bring these things up to us, and it was kind of really cute. Then she found what she really loved to hunt. And that was, she would find dirty socks in the laundry room.
Juice guys?
Not clean ones.
Sometimes mine, too. You know, and it was kind of cute because while she was hunting, you could hear her meowing. And as she carried the sock up the stairs, she would meow all the way up. And of course, her meows were very muffled, you know, because she had a sock in her mouth. Right. So
it was comedy.
It was really, really funny, and she was so darling. She was very serious about this hunting, though. And she would drop off these dirty socks on the kitchen floor. I mean, some days we would find 9 or 10 socks. And when she ran out of socks, and believe me, we always had a really good supply of dirty socks for her. So
I remember a story when Hinu was living with us, and she thought that, what is Robert doing? Is he just like getting undressed in the kitchen? All these socks here?
No, that's what she said. Our daughter, she came back.
He probably was.
Yeah, and she was just like, why is Robert throwing all the socks? But she didn't know that Princess was bringing them up, you know. But sometimes she would find things, if she couldn't find any more socks, you know, sometimes she would find like one of my shirts. And the shirt, I guess, was a little bit heavy for her because then I would find it like halfway up the stairs,
you know.
And she would give up on it, you know, but it was kind of funny. And every time, we would hear her, right, we would be maybe in the living room and we would hear her meowing. We would always say delivery because she was going to bring it, you know, and, we asked our vet why she did this, you know, and the vet told us that she was hunting in the house, of course, because she's an indoor cat, and she was bringing us a prize to show her appreciation. And I thought that was so endearing. Mm-hmm. We would always say delivery. And she was just very cute and funny.
Tell us about what the vet who came to our home.
Yeah. So, you know, we knew it would have been very stressful for Princess to get in a crate, get wrapped up in a towel, you know, drive to the vet. So a friend of mine recently had to put her cat to sleep. And she had a vet come to her house. And the service is called MN Pets, so Minnesota Pets. And their kind of saying is a gentle end of life care at home. So Dr. Diane came to our house. And I have to say, Princess was stress-free and peaceful. So thank you, Dr. Diane, for your thoughtfulness and your kindness. It was really appreciated. You know, Princess was adopted as an older cat. She was estimated to be around six years old when we got her. We think that she must have been at least 18 years old. Mm-hmm. So she was an old girl. And we share our house now with 3 dogs and 1 other cat, and they're family to us.
I know Princess taught us love and patience. What else has she and our other pets taught us, Wendy?
You know, our animals always teach us something, you know. Some of the things are like, hey, live in the moment, you know. We all have to be reminded of these things over and over again. At least I know I do. Overcome fear with love. Don't hold grudges. I learned this, buy organic cleaning products, you know, because if you're cleaning up messes in the house and your dogs and cats are walking around and they lick their, you know, paws, they get sick from that strong stuff. So I always buy pet-friendly cleaning products.
No.
Yeah. Jump for joy when you're happy. Don't expect a clean house. Drink lots of water. Accept yourself and love unconditionally.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you know, we adopted Princess as an older cat, Wendy, and she was great. We also adopted our cat Tommy and Lucy.
Yeah. So, yes, I just want to let everyone know that, you know, older cats are great. They are calmer. You know, they're finished already going through that kitten phase where they get into everything. They're already kitty litter trained. They just like hanging out with you. They generally are lower maintenance. They're better mannered. They're usually better around children But they're still playful, so that's a good thing. And they are grateful. And I know most people want kittens. And I like to say older cats are great companions. So save a life and adopt an older cat. And I just wanted to talk to my Dega here. I know he has a cat, Lucky, who he regards as a family member. I know you're talking about Lucky all the time. Can you tell us a little bit about Lucky?
Hey, thank you, Chuzunk. My cat, Lucky, was a rescue cat in itself, you know. And I wanted to give her an Indian name a long time ago, and I gave her one, and it, she likes that box. And just teasing. But anyhow, man, yeah, the cats. I told her about Princess, you know. I told her about Princess, and I said, because, you know, I went over to your house a few times, and I pet that cat, Princess. And she smelled that cat on me, right? And I said, Princess walked on. And she just shook her head, no. And I said, yeah, she did. So, yeah, them cats are family.
Yeah. Did you give Lucky an Indian name?
Yeah, she goes in that box.
What is it in?
Oh, that litter. Litter box. So she goes in that box, and that's... She liked it for me.
That's her native name.
She
that's
liked
awesome.
It for you. Okay. Well, we have a little different show kind of happening today. We're not as serious as we normally are, but we're serious about what's coming up here. A Woman in Nations, in the next portion, Eagle's Nest, and we're going to be talking about the Grand Slam 18 live event that's going to be happening in 2 weeks. That's right.
That's right, Monsoon.
The Neighborhood Cafe is a locally owned and operated business and proud sponsor of I'm Awake. Enjoy a great happy hour Tuesday through Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. with specials on food and drinks. The Neighborhood Cafe serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all made from scratch daily. Located next to O'Gara's in St. Paul off Snelling and Selby, stop in and try one of their specialty sandwiches or delicious burgers paired with a local craft beer. More at theneighborhoodcafe.com.
MN350 is a grassroots, volunteer-driven organization fighting for climate justice and a swift transition away from a fossil fuel-based economy. To get involved, visit mn350.org or find us on Facebook at MN350. Building a climate movement in Minnesota.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States. And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Six unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the six locations you choose to play. That means more exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin.
Must be 21 or over to play.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Ordway, bringing you Inuk singer Tanya Tagak. Also, J&S Bean Factory, located at 1518 Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. The good stuff.
Oh, I wanted to say that at the same time. I blew it. Good stuff. All right, wow, we've got a special show here. They're all special, but this is going to be really fun because I'm going to, like, fly back and forth with my wrestling voice, and I might jump over the table here and give the sleeper to the champ, but then you'll have to get him from behind.
And if you're watching on Facebook, you could see all this live. So right. I would strongly right. suggest you turn into our Facebook page.
All right, so let's get going here. We have Woman of Nations first, Eagles Nest Shelters, David Amitrano, and you know, I want to hear about Women's Nations and the Eagles Nest Shelter first. Let's talk about the organization that this big event's sponsoring.
Yeah, thank you, Robert. Women and Nations Eagles Nest Shelters in St. Paul. We're a Native American-based domestic violence shelter, but we do serve all women of all nation. We're 44 beds, licensed, and this is going to be a big event for us with the women and children coming in.
That's awesome. You know, how did this all come to fruition? Because this is pretty exciting, and it's I know I asked you the question. It's a little weird, but you had a great answer about you got wrestling coming in, women's shelter, but it'd be like bringing a football team in, you know, and these guys are professional athletes, and they're putting on a show that's going to entertain everybody.
Yeah, we've had some questions about professional wrestling and how it stands in violence, and in no way, shape, or form does it, you know, promote domestic violence against women. And like I said, I feel like it would be no different than any other professional organization coming in to raise awareness. So I'm extremely grateful.
Oh, yes. This sounds like a big event. And what? How many we were looking for? How many people do you think are going to be showing up? But we got seating for?
Right now we have seating for 800. We have currently about 370 tickets sold total.
Whoa.
So it's,
and you know you're going to have a big walkout because many people are procrastinators like me. Oh.
Yeah, I tell you, it's not something I really honestly expected to be as big as it is, but it's gotten bigger.
You know, there's an autograph session too beforehand. Can we talk a little bit about that? Because that excites me too, because these are the people I grew up with.
Yeah, we have AWA legend Baron Von Raschke, the Claw Master. He's going to be in there. Minnesota Twins native Juan Berenguer.
Juan Berenguer with the Berenguer Shuffle.
Senior Smoke will be there. And then we're just fortunate to sign Jim Brunzel came on.
One of the high criers.
Yep. I met him.
Flyers.
I met him at the Minnesota Sports Convention Show and talked to him for a little bit. And he said he'd want to come on and do some autographs and give the proceeds to Women and Nations.
Plus, he's got that great book that he came out with about a year ago about his experience, and he overlaps a lot of great wrestling eras.
Yep.
I think he's 80s, or 70s, 80s, 90s.
Yep.
And he was a great wrestler at the U,
yep.
right? Or a
yep.
football player, too. And so that's exciting. And then we're going to have a booth out there, too.
yep. Thank
but
you,
But we won't be signing. No, Pini Gigi to you.
We'll be signing autographs.
All right, Choco will be signing autographs. And then also, you have a special performing group, groups there, too, showing up.
Yeah, so I have the St. Paul Indian Magnet School Youth Drum Group is going to perform at the beginning of the show. Our registered nurse for Women and Nations is going to sing the national anthem.
That's great.
And then we're working on a closing drum group right now.
Mm-hmm. And a gal rapping?
Yes. We have... Lexi Aaliyah is going to be performing during intermission. She's one of the youngest St. Paul up-and-coming rappers.
Oh, nice. Wow. That's cool. Hey, so why don't we get the champ in? Why don't you introduce the champ here?
Yeah, this is Austin Arrow. He's going to be one of the main featured wrestlers for Women and Nations, and it's a privilege to have him doing this for us.
Thank you. I just want to thank you and Eli for everything you guys have been doing. You guys are doing a great job at promoting for the Grand Slam 2018, and this is where I'll be making my debut, but I'm really, really excited to be a part of it.
Wow, we want to be in your corner, right, Choka?
Hey, man, Austin already has me as his corner. I'm his right. Cut man.
I want to carry the robe. And
I
then
carry
and
the belt.
That's right, the belt's coming.
All right.
But that's great. So you're coming in there, and you're one of the main events. So can you tell us a little bit more about what you're gonna, when you're gonna be on, and what's happening? Who you're fighting, I should say.
Yeah,
wrestling.
For a little while there, I was in the dark for my match. You know, I left it up to Eli and to David to find me an opponent that they'd like to see me perform with. And there's a performer, Aaron Corbin, that kind of took his own responsibility, and he called me out in a video.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. There was no match announcement or nothing. I got on social media one time, and Aaron Corbin was on there calling me out. So, but he's one of them guys that likes to kind of talk a little too much, maybe. You know,
so maybe we'll be booing him.
Yeah,
I mean, seriously, Austin, I got your mind attacking myself.
No, but for it being my debut match, and it for it being such a big event, I wanted to have a great performance, and Aaron's making it a little more personal.
Ooh, that's good.
But that's fine with me. You know, sometimes you need a bully. The bully is how I feel.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. So let's talk quick about. You know, we have a special guest commissioner, too, for this evening. Can you talk a little bit about him, David?
Yeah, we have Officer Rob Thunder of the Minneapolis Police Department. I believe Rob is a member of the Red Lake Tribe.
Oh.
Not 100% sure on that, but I'm pretty confident that he is. And he's agreed to come on as the special commissioner to keep order that night.
Wow, that's awesome. So that's people that are just hopping on here in the last 2 minutes of this segment. Let's just tell everybody what we're talking about here. Let's give them the dates and then the wrestlers.
Yeah, the show is going to be April 21st at the Minneapolis American Indian Center. Doors are going to open at 5:30. Autograph session starts at 6 with Baron von Raschke, Juan Berenger, Jim Brunzel. Going to be a great match. We got a cage match coming up with Lore and Stephen Chainsaw King, and ladder match with Jacob Savage and Oren Vendette, and of course the main event with Austin and Corbin, and then 20-man over-the-top battle royal, women's.
Whoa.
Women's match. We just signed a women's match. Kara, I believe.
Well, what's awesome too is tell everybody out there who this is a fundraiser for Women of Nations Eagle Nest Shelter, and that's who you work for. And it's a great cause, and it sounds like it's going to be very successful. So you should get your tickets, because you already have pretty much almost 400 people. You're gonna be crying if you're crying in your what would a wrestler say? Crying in your in your belt.
Yeah.
You'll be
crying in your leotards.
Yes, thank you. That's what I was looking for. You'll be crying in your leotards if you don't get the tickets, Jack. Yeah. So we're going to come back and talk some more about the Grand Slam 18 live in 2 weeks at the Minneapolis American Indian Center. You're listening to Native Roots Radio.
While I'm pregnant, I can keep our baby safe by not drinking, smoking, or using drugs. But how are we going to keep her safe after she's born?
When I grow up, I look forward to dancing in powwows, going to college, and being successful. But I don't want to be one out of 3 American Indian women to be raped or sexually assaulted in her lifetime.
As relatives and friends of Native women, it is our responsibility to stand up and speak out for every woman's right to be safe in her home and the community.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
MN350 is a grassroots, volunteer-driven organization fighting for climate justice and a swift transition away from a fossil fuel-based economy. To get involved, visit mn350.org or find us on Facebook at mn350. building a climate movement in Minnesota.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Get ready for an exciting time for a great cause. Woman of Nations, MAW, PW4C, proudly present Grand Slam 2018. Saturday night, April 21st. Proceeds to benefit Woman of Nations, Eagle Nest Shelter. The show takes place at the Minneapolis American Indian Center and will be the first show there since 1993. So this is truly an event 25 years in the making. This event will showcase many of the region's top performers, all bringing their best to this historically important venue. Grand Slam 2018, Saturday night, April 21st. Proceeds to benefit the Woman of Nations.
Ticket sales and other proceeds will be donated to Woman of Nations to support the emergency shelter and associated programs. Woman of Nations, Eagle Nest Shelter, which offers shelter and programming to those in the Native American community affected by domestic abuse.
Tickets and more information at MidwestAllStarWrestling.com.
Celebrated Inuk performer Tanya Tagak is bringing her Retribution Tour to the Ordway in St. Paul on April 20th. Presented by Ordway and Walker Arts Center in association with the Cedar Cultural Center. Tanya Tagak, Retribution, live at the Ordway in St. Paul, Friday, April 20th. More information available at ordway.org.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Hunter Haas. Today, sunny with a high near 30 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 15. And Sunday, snow likely, high near 29. This week's EatLocalMinnesota.com Restaurant of the Week is Cafe Latte, a gourmet cafeteria with an ever-changing selection of award-winning salads, sandwiches, and soups. They have a pizza and wine bar with an extensive wine list by the glass on Victoria and Grand in St. Paul. Details at EatLocalMinnesota.com.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Hey, we're back with Woman of Nations Eagle Nest Shelter's David Armitrano and Midwest All-Star Wrestling, and then, you know, superstar here, Austin Arrow. And, you know, we want to talk. It was brought up during the break here. We were listening to the commercials, though, too. You guys, sponsors out there, just make sure you know that. That we're all from different nations. Can you tell us what nation you're from, Arrow?
Yeah, Mr. Arrow? I am from the Siston Wapton Sioux Tribe over in the Siston, South Dakota area, Wapton, North Dakota area. Yeah, that's where I grew up, born and raised.
Right on. Welcome. This is Native Roots Radio, so you are very welcome here. And then where did you come from?
I'm from the Boyce Fort Tribe, born and raised up in Ely, so I know what it's like to be cold down here.
Yeah. Oh, is that the Twins
welcome
game,
to
too?
Spring.
Yeah.
Yep.
Welcome. So let's get back into it because we only got a couple more minutes here. We really want to promote this. Let's talk about it from beginning to end. This is a fundraiser for the Woman Nations Eagles Nest Shelter. This is a big thing happening in 2 weeks.
Yeah, in 2 weeks at the Minneapolis American Indian Center. Huge event. Lots of different things going on. All benefits are going to it's going to benefit all the programs within Women and Nations.
That's awesome.
It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, and I'm going to say this in my voice. It's Grand Slam 18, and it's live. So
I hope I don't get too close to the ring and get thrown into cage match. Because that wouldn't be good because I got a bad knee. So let's talk about a little bit more of the stuff that's going on. Let's talk about, you know, you got some matches here. Some people probably listening in and watching us on Facebook Live probably know a lot of these names. So let's talk about the steel cage match. Did you talk a little bit about that with Chainsaw King?
Yeah.
He's crazy, by the way, I hear.
He's crazy.
Yeah, I haven't personally met him yet, but I've heard a lot about him, that he is crazy. He's going to be going up against Lore. He's kind of a do-it-yourself kind of guy, and it's going to be a great time. And then we also have the IPW Ladies Champion.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to verse Kara Nori, I believe her name is, the Battle Royal, and then, of course, Austin's event. And then we have the two out of three falls with Craven Knight and Ryan Cruz.
You know what's crazy is you have that 20-man over the rope battle royale, and I knew I'd be one of the first ones thrown out. I would be just like crying right away watching
it. I'm the first one jumping.
Right. I know, but those are amazing. That brings me back to when I was young, the battle royales. You know, that's exciting. So let's talk a little bit about Mr. Arrow, your training. Let's talk about your training. You're right. You're still in training. So I know the old days of the Ganya machine, they used to take them out to the barn and work them to death for I don't know how long and then work on their persona. And next thing you know, they're on TV, Jack.
Yeah. So in the summer of 2016, I got a little taste of it. I started training at a gym in North Dakota, actually, over in the Bismarck area. Under the promotion Elite Wrestling Initiative, I was there for a few months. It was kind of like that. It was in a big kind of like a backyard garage.
Mm-hmm.
Had the ring, had a little track and stuff. So a lot of it was a lot of cardio, a lot of getting beat up for a while. Mm-hmm. But then April 1st of 2017, I had my first match.
Ooh.
Got a little taste of what performing was like, mm-hmm.
And it hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah, it hurts, but it. It just gives me such a great feeling to be in the ring. So I wanted a little more. I wanted more exposure. I wanted more experience. So in May of 2017, a little after I debuted performing, I enrolled at Midwest All-Pro in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, under Nick Eugene Dinsmore. Nick's a great teacher. It's the same thing with him also. I walked into Midwest All-Pro at 262 pounds, and within the last year, I am now 210 pounds.
Yeah.
So
I was going to say.
Nick whooped up on me and the rest of the students, got us into shape, and, I only want to represent him and represent Dave and Eli with Midwest All-Star Wrestling. I just want to, be the best performer I can be for each promotion that I represent.
Because I feel like I want to be your manager and start getting into people's faces, you know. Oh, wait, Choka wants to be the manager.
He's got the spot locked down.
I know you guys are signing something over there. Hopefully it wasn't a managerial contract. Because I'll have to get my own. Maybe I can get David or somebody out in the studio audience there to be to wrestle you, and we'll have.
I would love to do that.
Yes.
So let's talk. A little bit again. What we're doing. We're having a fundraiser here, and it's going to be 2 weeks from now. Let's give the exact date. It's the Grand Slam 18. It's 2 weeks from now, and the exact date is
April 21st at the Minneapolis American Indian Center. You can get tickets at MidwestAllStarWrestling.com, or you can call me at the shelter. My direct line is 651-251-1606, and we have some tickets available.
I think it's called MinnesotaAllStarWrestling.com, if I remember correctly. One of the exciting things, too, and one of the things that excited me to have you guys on the show was that, you know, you're giving out – people are sponsoring people to give tickets to the kids and stuff, and so that's really heartwarming, too. You're not going to keep people out with these elite, expensive tickets for this entertaining show and all these old former wrestlers and the entertaining show that looking at these matches, this is like going to be a 3-hour show.
Yep. Doors open at 7. It'll be going until about 9:30, 10 o'clock. There's been a lot of people calling in. We have a ticket program where people that can't make the show, but they want to help out, they can benefit by purchasing kids' tickets.
Ooh.
And then we take those tickets and give them to youth, underprivileged youth to come to the show. Awesome. And that's been a tremendous program.
Exactly. And, I mean, get them off the streets and get entertained. And, like you said, you lost 50 pounds and get into an athletic kind of situation. Anything getting out, getting off the phone and getting out in the street and, you know, getting moving your body around is good for everybody.
Sure.
So let's talk a little bit, you know, so I have here, like, let's talk about the VIP tickets, because I always feel like I'm a very important native.
Yeah, so VIP tickets are $20. That gets you pretty ringside, close to ringside. Row one of VIP is currently sold out, so we still have some VIP tickets available. And then general admission is $15, and bleacher seats are $10.
Wow. That's just like, you know, that's just a really good for the good money, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't even go for a movie.
You get
movie
a lot for your money, yeah.
Thank
sure
you. That was hard for me to say, Jack. but it's, you know, you can't go to a ball game for that.
No.
You know, or a movie.
No. And then we also did, we will have the Big Red Wagon as the official food truck vendor that will be all parked out front, supplying food. And then Little Caesars of Lake Street has donated pizza, so we'll have pizzas. Mystic Lake has donated water, so we will have a lot of water on hand. So if you're thirsty, we got plenty of it.
Wow, that's good for them.
Awesome.
Wow, and then we'll be there too, and Choco will be signing autographs. And I think are you going to have your Billy Jack hat on?
I'm sure I'm going to take my left foot and put it
Oh, wait, that's a quote. He's quoting Billy Jack now.
Can't do it now.
Yeah, right. Okay, so... So there's going to be food, there's going to be entertainment, and it's going to be a safe place for people to go to. What else can we ask for?
You know, I really don't – I really can't ask for any more. I mean, the support for this has been phenomenal. It's been, you know, something I never expected. So I just want to thank you all out there that have called me and purchased tickets for kids. And I got kids coming from all over the state of Minnesota coming down. So it's going to be a great time.
And again, prior to it, you're going to have Jumping Jim Brunzel from the old AWA. And I think he did the WWF too for a while.
He was in WrestleMania 3.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Wow, and then the Baron Von Raschke. That's all the people need to know. And then Juan Berenguer, who was a pitcher, so
Senior.
He'll be doing the Senior Smoke. That's correct.
Yep.
From the '87 Twins World Series, and I believe he was 8-1 that year, and that really eight wins, one loss, and that really put the Twins over the top because they were a pretty 500-ish team that went in and won that World Series. So you get to greet. You meet and greet with these old timers before the match.
Yeah.
And are we going to see anybody else? Somebody else going to sneak up there? That we is there a surprise guest or anything? Or are any of the wrestlers? Are they going to be signing autographs before or after?
There'll be some wrestlers signing autographs for the kids. I know I've had
and pitchers.
Yep. Had a couple kids request to meet Austin, and we'll make it a great time for the kids and autograph sessions for Juan and. Baron and Jim are only $10. Come in, get a picture, get an autograph picture, get your picture taken.
I imagine Jim Brunzel is going to have his book too for sale there because
Matlands.
I'm going to need to get that too because I have the two local ones.
I was wondering what was in Senor Smoke's briefcase.
That I don't know. I've been asked that about 3 or 4 times now.
Tell him to watch Pulp Fiction and he'll find out. Right? No?
That's
right. So the last couple minutes here, let's rock this again. So Women of Nations is having a fundraiser, the Eagle's Nest Shelter. They're having a fundraiser, and they're putting on a great show, Grand Slam 18, in 2 weeks. Let's go through that one quick time because we got people that are listening to the show and driving and getting out of the car.
Yeah, so April 21st, 5:30, door opens at the Minneapolis American Indian Center. Going to have a lot of great things going on. Autograph session starts at 6 to 7, and first bell's at 7 o'clock.
Let's give the website, too, because you're going to be giving out some tickets to the students that can't afford it. Let's hear the website website.
If you go to MidwestAllStarWrestling.com.
Wait a minute. MidwestAllStarWrestling.com. Okay.
And then you can also personally contact me at Women of Nations. My direct line is 651-251-1606. You can also find me at womenofnations.org. Give me a call. I still have some kids that are wanting to come down, so still looking for some kids sponsors.
Awesome. So, Mr. Arrow, what is your move? What is your ending move? I know, like, we used to practice the sleeper, the figure four leg lock. What is your ending move?
Mr. Corbin's got to look out for that tomahawk chop.
Reminds me of the old days.
Watch out!
Mr. McDaniel. Wahoo McDaniel. Remember those days? Ah, he did the tomahawk chop, too.
That's right, Mr. Arrow.
That's right, Jack. So that's okay. In the last minute here, let's give out the information one last time.
Yeah, April 21st at the Minneapolis American Indian Center. Doors open at 5:30. Autograph sessions start at 6. First bell time's at 7. You can get tickets at MidwestAllStarWrestling.com or call me directly at the shelter at 651-251-1606.
Proceeds go to Women of Nations Eagle Nest Shelter. We'll be back with What Does My Elder Think?
Ready for an exciting time for a great cause. Woman of Nations, MAW, PW4C, proudly present Grand Slam 2018. Saturday night, April 21st. Proceeds to benefit Woman of Nations, Eagle Nest Shelter. The show takes place at the Minneapolis American Indian Center and will be the first show there since 1993. So this is truly an event 25 years in the making. This event will showcase many of the region's top performers, all bringing their best to this historically important venue. Grand Slam 2018, Saturday night, April 21st. Proceeds to benefit the Woman of Nations. Ticket sales and other proceeds will be donated to Woman of Nations to support the emergency shelter and associated programs. Woman of Nations, Eagle Nest Shelter, which offers shelter and programming to those in the Native American community affected by domestic abuse. Tickets and more information at MidwestAllStarWrestling.com. Celebrated Inuk performer Tanya Tagak is bringing her Retribution Tour to the Ordway in St. Paul on April 20th. Presented by Ordway and Walker Arts Center in association with the Cedar Cultural Center. Tanya Tagak, Retribution, live at the Ordway in St. Paul, Friday, April 20th. More information available at ordway.org.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Genocide, lost language, rape, isolation, forced assimilation, colonization, assault, disease and torture, school, lost sexual family, abuse, relocation, lost customs, allotments, hate, reservation. Fear.
History has taken its toll on our families. Our fathers and grandfathers, our mothers, our grandmothers, they didn't deserve to be raped and abused. I don't deserve to be raped and abused. Today I walk with pride. I'm reclaiming my body, my heritage, and traditional customs that value all living things. I'm learning healthy boundaries, and I stand with Minnesota Indian women to end sexual violence. Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. 6 unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the 6 locations you choose to play. That means more exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin.
Must be 21 or over to play.
Wow. Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake. I'm your host, Robert Pilot. And we just have a quick shout out to some of the important sponsors in our last segment. And I want David to mention them.
Yeah, I personally want to thank Native American Fighter for coming on board. They're doing a lot of great work for us. They've been on board with the organization for the last 3 years, and they are currently giving away a gift bag for anyone that sponsors $100 sponsorship, which buys 10 tickets to get the kids in. And then also I want to thank Dan and Brandy Stagman up in Ely at Northland Paranormal for coming on board and sponsoring kids. They can be found at Northland Paranormal on Facebook. And they also just got a call to do a big investigation in West Virginia next month. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting. And then Dave and Nancy at CKC Foods, they're our caterer for the shelter that bring in the meals every day for the women and children. They've come on. And then also thank you, Val Huerta at Weicker Realty. He just stepped up. It's a great cause, and I really appreciate all the help from all the friends and family out there that have reached out to me, and you guys are truly the ones making the difference.
Wow, well said. So now we're going to resume our show, part of the show, and this is What Does My Elder Think?
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Nation, the people of the sacred voice.
Yes, we are. Choka, welcome, and tell us your name and what you have to tell us this week.
Yeah, Pinagigi Chuske and Chuzunk. My name is Mashke Hanazinga. I walk on a white cloud, and my colonized name is Curtis West, and I'm blessed today, you know, and with these peoples that are around this table today. And what I want to say, first off, I want to get, man, is it touched me hard today. Thoughts and prayers out for the family, relatives, and friends of that young hockey team up there, man, a Humble Broncos hockey team, and they lost 14 of their players this morning in a bad bus wreck. So thoughts and prayers out there for them guys, and you know, so it's a thing that, you know, they cut me loose with. I can do a few things on this end of my end. And so I'm going to do some birthday shout-outs. And the one that's really, really good to me this afternoon is the original Minnesota Twins of my two grandsons, Jaden and Jalen, turned 10 years old today. And so I want to say happy birthday to my two junks. Then we got another one down there in Tennessee, two junk of mine. Her name is Paige. Happy birthday to her.
Hey, cuz.
Yeah, anyhow, and there's this one. I hardly ever talk about anybody from Iowa, you know, but I'm going to talk about this one. My sister-in-law, Sherry, happy birthday to her today. You know, I can't tell how old she is because, you know, I don't want to say it. And anyhow, but anyway, I'm going to say happy birthday to her down there. And
hey, Choka, I just got to do a quick shout out to my Nani Kim out there and Mike Gozzi. I know you're out there listening.
Oh, thank you. That's my school. You know, that's going to be the Ho-Chunk word of today. My sugar, Kim. So, hello, baby girl.
Mrs. West.
Yes, sir, man. Thank you. And anyway, I almost forgot about that. I didn't want to make her mad. But anyhow, yeah, so anyway, the other one out there is the one that there's another one down in Tennessee. Her name is Shelby. Uh-huh. And it's her birthday today. And so we'll say happy birthday to her. And there's this other Doketa old woman. I mean, her name is Barb Tipton. So happy birthday to you, Barb. And we always talk about our elders, like Robert over there. And we want to say happy birthday to my auntie, my nanny, auntie/nanny, Midge Moyer's birthday today. And so say happy birthday to her. And there's another elder down there in God's country over there in Wisconsin called Richard Funmaker. Happy birthday to him. And another one over there in God's country, his name is Martine Little Wolf Jr. Happy birthday, and happy birthday to Phyllis, Big Soldier, you know. And another one from my Chuske's, they asked me to mention prayers for her mom, Kaylee Josephson. She's not doing that well, so we asked for prayers. And the other one, we asked for thoughts and prayers for my little friend Princess. And so we want to talk about her.
In a geeky day.
And We want to talk about Jake Horton, too. Ho to him, you know, and Josh Wass out there. And there's this guy that just got married. He's a 60-year-old newlywed named Scotty down at the 320. He's a veteran down there. So happy.
Yo, Scotty.
And another one we can't forget about is our manager here, Crystal Moose.
Yes.
She's a new grandmother. Yeah. And anyhow, so congratulations, Crystal, and to the little mom down there. And yeah, so another one we'd like to say, you know, it's congratulations to Pallone. We call him Lone Wolf. You know, he made my high school is Humboldt High School, and he made the Hall of Fame. So congratulations, Pallone. And so we're gonna say it like that to him. And remember, April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. You know. Nationwide, so we want to bring that up too, you know. And today, they have a thing up going on up in Morris, Minnesota. If you can make it up there, the Circle of Nation. It's a contest powwow going on today, you know. And I forgot to tell you that the language class, important as it is it's Tuesday, 4:30 for the beginners, 5:30 for advanced.
I'll be there at the beginners.
And like they say, they always have a lunch. You know, you can bring something to share. Otherwise, just bring your feed bag, and you'll be all right on that one. The other one I don't want to forget about coming up is the University of Minnesota Twin City Annual Spring Powwow in Minneapolis Indian Center Saturday, April 14th from 12 to 10 at 1570 East Franklin Avenue. Our brother, Jerry Dearley, will be the MC on there. And the honor guard is Lakota Women of Warriors.
Dago, one last thing. Do you have a native wisdom for us?
This is one that kind of fits. There will be a time when only those that know how to plant will be eating.
You know,
like
that's
I
right.
Like I said before, we're going to starve.
Oh.
Hey, you know, there's also a powwow happening Friday at MCTC, Minneapolis Community Technical College. Oh. Oh. I would like to end with these thoughts. The ground on which you stand is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. You've been listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Robert Pilot. I am awake. The revolution is kicking into high gear. I would like to thank my listening and studio audience, also to our guests. And we are still here, and we are the seventh generation.
We are awake.